league weakens us for the end. You won't catch me dead. I don't care what league Clemson's in. I'm not making that argument. If Greg Sankey makes that argument, I'm either going to not address it or I'm going to be against it, okay? Let me ask you this. Ben, have we been, like, rubber stamping the Jim Phillips commentary? Have we been all pro-ACC on this program? I don't think so.
Most definitely not. And that, I mean,
I'm just asking.
I appreciate the text. Got no problem with that at all. But we are going to respond. When we say that the Big Ten is the best conference in college football, we are not singling out the SEC. We are saying they are better than the ACC. They are better than the Big 12. They're better than the independents. They're better than the SEC. So if we're going to sit here today when Clemson is in at the ACC and they're not even part of the discussion, and we're going to acknowledge that another conference is better, why then do you think we wouldn't do the same thing, if it is true, if Clemson was in the SEC? Does that make sense?
Correct.
I can easily admit the ACC is not the best conference. It's also not the objective of college football either, I would remind you. The objective is for your team to win. To heck with the rest of the league. Can easily admit that. If it is true in any given year, and the Big Ten is not the best league every year. The SEC certainly has been better in some years. 100%. Right now they are not. And I don't even think that's arguable.
It's an interesting point though, because here's the thing. My main issue with the SEC propaganda machine right now is that they have argued against themselves from 3 years ago. If you want to have nuanced conversations about individual situations, I am good with that. You know what I actually believe? And this is going to make me sound a little wishy-washy, but I don't care. I believe that a difficult schedule, can harden you and callous you and make you ready to go win a national title. I also think a tough schedule can bury you. I think both of those things can be true in individual circumstances. My issue with the SEC is we are told that if you win the national title, then it automatically means that your tough schedule has steeled you without even trying to figure out if that schedule is tough. Do you know, and somebody actually made this point, I thought it was great. There were two teams in the SEC last year, in Texas A&M and I believe Oklahoma, that beat four teams with losing records and two others that fired coaches. In their six SEC, like there were six SEC wins both of them had against losing record, fired coach. Those are not tough schedules. They made the playoff. Texas A&M likely, had a good chance to beat Miami in that first round playing a home playoff game. They were not steeled by a tough schedule. They were allowed to get to the playoff by an easy schedule. And I am honest enough, intellectually honest enough, to appreciate that and say that. It also doesn't mean that Texas A&M was garbage. Alabama was garbage. Oklahoma wasn't very good. But I thought Texas A&M was pretty good. They also benefited from a ridiculously easy iteration of conference schedule. You do not have to believe that every single schedule in your league is equally tough or deserves to be regarded as tough, as a difficult challenge. That's not how you get to the mountaintop. And so what the SEC did forever is they said because every schedule is tough, then the team that rises to the top is automatically ready. I'll also point this out, and I said this a while ago, that the ACC in the middle 2010s was a perfect league for national champions to come out. In fact, if you go back and look, in 2013, Florida State wins the national title. In 2015 and 16 and 18, Clemson plays four and wins two. And part of the reason is because you are well-schooled in defending and trying to attack every single style of play. You had spread. You had empty. You had pass game. You had Paul Johnson's triple option you had to face. Clemson didn't play the toughest schedule in the nation 2016, even though they beat eight ranked teams on their way to a national title. But what they did is they faced so many different things that when they got to the playoff, they were prepared for every style of offense and defense that they were going to face. There's a difference between saying that schedule strength automatically prepares you and saying that this was a tough schedule, but this opponent might be a tough challenge for you. And again, the fact that we can't actually have that discussion is why I'm mad at the SEC. I think there were Alabama teams that were just flat better than everybody. I think some of the Saban teams, Ben, were just better than everybody. It didn't matter how tough their schedule was. They were just better. 2018 Clemson, I don't think it mattered who they played. They were just better. They rolled everybody. Nobody's making the argument that 2018 Clemson won the national title because their schedule was freaking ridiculously tough. They just were that. They were better than everybody. And that's my issue with the argument. I think we should be able to say, hey, this team looks really good right now. Maybe it's because of the road they faced. But after we actually watch the games, I don't like it as a precursor to whatever we see that, oh, this team's not going to make the playoff, but don't worry, we're already predetermining this going to be schedule so tough. We haven't even seen them play. Does that make sense, what I'm laying out there for the
folks?
Yeah,
it does. It does.
All right, 654 Roars, the number 654-7627. You'd like to join us on the Adams Gorfing text line, on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who joins us right now on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines, wants to chime in on this. What's up, Jason?
Clock. I mean, this is amazing. The wonders of technology. My friend, this might be the closest I get to Italy. I told Walt, my wife and I just recently wrapped up the second season of Stanley Tucci traveling through Italy. We love that show. So
yes.
Talking to you is it's just like I'm there. And, you know, I wanted to give you have my number via the text line. If you cross paths with Monica Bellucci, you have my full permission to pass along my number. I will not be offended. So, Monica, please see Qualk at your earliest convenience over there. And real quick, man, I want to give a shout out to our guy Scott and his wife Michelle. And certainly, you know, he's a great guy, great caller. Hope that he and his family are doing well. Sounds like, man, it was just a best case outcome for what could have been just tragic. So thoughts go out to Scott and his family. But I wanted to ask you on this topic of the SEC and their new circular logic argument. I do appreciate the fact that they just continuously tweak. It's always a circular argument, right? It's a snake eating its own tail, the Ouroboros. But they put little tweaks on it year to year. And we've talked about it. It's always hilarious that nobody ever mentions the upside of being in the SEC. Like you have a Pravda PR firm working for you 24/7 at ESPN for decades. You have Feinbaum. You get to shape the conversation. You get more money, and then you get the benefit of the doubt. So there are no such things as bad losses, right? And so I was just curious. You know, you said we're not shy about criticizing Jim Phillips, and I don't think anybody who covers the ACC is. So you know a lot of people. You know play-by-play guys. We've got Roy Philpott out there in ESPN land. I'm just curious, Qualk, when you run across, like, some of your counterparts in the industry who are more in the SEC sphere, do they ever just, like, wink at you and say, we know this is garbage. You know, we know this means, like, this is totally nonsensical. Could you, without naming names, I was just curious if you ever have that experience. And ciao. My good friend, Mr. Quackenbush.
Ciao, Jason. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I want to play Laura Rutledge here in a second talking about this because, if it's not going to die, we're going to have to keep talking about it because we're not going to let them get away with this. I would say, and Ben, you have conversations with radio crews in the SEC too. Honestly, it doesn't come up that much. Like, in those settings, in those conversations, like, I don't talk to my colleagues in the SEC about Sankey, about big-picture narratives and all this stuff. I think this truly is a uniquely sort of national talk radio conversation, particularly an off-season radio conversation or a national TV talking head conversation. I think when you start talking to people in SEC land, they are much more likely to tell you about their situation, their AD, their president, their coaching staff, their players, their unique situation, and that they're going to give you – yeah, I mean, they're going to give you – if it's a bad season, they're going to give you the really bad pitch. If it's a good season, they're going to give you a really good pitch on what has happened with their programs. Has that kind of been your experience, Ben, when you talk to like, TV crews, especially during – or radio crews in SEC land? Like during basketball and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always, it's more honest a conversation than you would think. I mean,
yeah,
I have heard radio announcers go back and forth and say, you know, you guys are probably gonna woodshed us today. I mean, like I've heard people say that. You know, it's the conversation is brutally honest sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's. What I guess maybe the best way to answer Jason's question is when you meet these people face to face, they are not carrying water for the league or these narratives.
Most definitely not.
It's very much an honest exchange. And if anything, like you said, it's more self-deprecating. We do have to get to this because I'm hearing Cignetti and it makes me feel really good. And I think she said it before, maybe on I think it was on McAfee's show. I love Laura Rutledge. I love Reese's helmet pics that she puts on social media. I think Laura Rutledge does a great job. And I can't believe they got her, Ben. I can't believe they did this. She needs to spend more time on NFL Live and less time on SEC Nation. They got her. Laura Rutledge is out there talking about how hard the nine-game schedule is in the SEC that they haven't even played yet. Let's take a listen.
So I think one of the reasons why the SEC maybe has not advanced as far in the playoff as some SEC fans would like to see is because the competition within the league is so difficult that nine games of craziness week in and week out, a little different than other parts, other conferences. I'm not dissing on the Big Ten.
Yeah, they cannibalize each other.
Right.
Yeah,
and so by the time they get to the end, there's not many left. For one, they eliminate each other. But furthermore, they're gassed. They're injured. They have issues. I'm not making excuses. I'm just pointing out facts because you were playing. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the reasons why the SEC maybe has not advanced as far in the playoff as some SEC fans.
Ben, what am I missing here? Saban's Alabama played eight games, the same as Kalen DeBoer's Alabama last year. Why isn't the logic the same? Les Miles' LSU played the same number of games as Brian Kelly's LSU. What happened there? They haven't played a nine-game schedule, and yet they're talking about it like it's been happening for 10 years, which, by the way, the Big Ten has been playing nine games for 10 years. What am I missing here, Ben?
I think you are hearing the parroting of excuses here that it's a premature excuse, is it kind of?
It is. It's a premature excuse. It doesn't make any sense. Laura Rutledge is arguing that the reason that Indiana won is because the SEC's nine-game schedule is so hard. They didn't play nine conference games last year. It just doesn't pass the smell test. And look, I've argued with the SEC about the SEC's predominance before, knowing that there are lots of good cards to play. If anything, I'm disappointed that the SEC that these are the arguments that the SEC has brought to the table this preseason. They're not sending their best and brightest here. They're not sending their best ideas. Half the coaches are complaining about a conference schedule, a format of conference schedule that hasn't even happened yet. While simultaneously, you have hosts of SEC Nation going out there saying that the nine-game schedule is the reason that the SEC hasn't won and the Big Ten has, when the Big Ten has been playing more conference games than the SEC for the last 3 years. I don't understand. Like, logically, that's wrong. That's wrong. Like, McAfee, I understand McAfee doesn't really push back on guests. But, like, at some point, somebody has to directly to the face of one of these people go, you can't say the nine-game schedule is holding you back when you've never tried it. You can't say that. You can't say the nine-game schedule is unplayable. You can't say that it's unworkable. You can't say that it's over the top, way too hard. You can't say that when we have literally seen it zero times from you. Let's at least let a couple seasons go before we start rendering verdicts about the effects of the nine-game schedule. I'm over that. All right, let's take a break. 654 Roar is the number you want to get in. Adams Goerfing text line, Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Paul and Ennery, we're going to come to you right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Online, you've got the Roar at your fingertips. From a beach and valley to the Rocky Mountains, you don't have to miss a minute. You can catch your favorite show streaming live on the Roar app or at theroarfm.com at any time.
poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Summer is here, and Fort Hill Natural Gas is ready to help elevate the fun. From sizzling backyard cookouts on a precision gas grill to endless hot water for post-pool showers, natural gas is the most dependable, economical choice for your home. Plus, they want you to save year-round. Ask about their incredible installation cash rebates that keep more money in your pocket all summer long. Have fun, save money, and make the most out of your summer. Visit FHNGA.com today for more information.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore, co-owner of Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn. Summer is here, and every cookout, pool day, and road trip deserves a better snack option. Poppington's is popped fresh in Greenville using real beef tallow from our family farm, never seed oils, for a rich flavor and perfect crunch you can feel good about. Find us in downtown Greenville at all AMPM Farms Butchery and Market locations, or order online at poppingtons.com. Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn. Proudly owned, proudly popped.
Most people don't think about hiring a lawyer until the unthinkable happens. After a car wreck, the initial shock is often replaced by an overwhelming list of questions. Who pays for the car? How do the medical bills get covered? And what happens if you can't go back to work tomorrow? Our team handles every detail of your case, from investigating the crash to negotiating with insurance adjusters. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 for a free confidential consultation. There are no upfront costs. Smith Jordan Law. Focused on your recovery, committed to your results.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we help homeowners save energy and feel comfortable again. From spray foam and blow-in insulation to attic ventilation and cross-space solutions, we fix hidden problems that drive up energy bills and cause uneven temperatures. Homeowners save an average of 20% on energy costs, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Make your home more comfortable year-round. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Did you know your tires could be costing you money every time you drive? Worn thread, low air pressure, or the wrong tires for your vehicle can drag down your fuel economy and hit your wallet where it hurts. At Skidder Tire, they'll check your tire condition, set you up with the right fit, and help you get the most miles out of every tank. Plus, with trusted brands in stock and road service trucks ready to roll, they got you covered wherever you are. Save gas, save money. Call Skidder Tire today. 864-599-0026.
Out here, you know the drill. Animals are hungry, dogs are getting muddy, and you just noticed you're low on feed. Stocking up at Tractor Supply is easy on your wallet with our unbeatable prices on select shavings, retriever dog food, and Producer's Pride animal and poultry feed. From backyards to barnyards, we've got everything to keep your pets, animals, and livestock well-fed and comfortable with low prices all summer. At Tractor Supply.
We get it.
Work gets in the way sometimes. But that doesn't mean you have to miss your favorite show.
Tune in on theroarfm.com
and the Roar app to catch every hour of Out of Bounds. Recorded for whenever you need it.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore, co-owner of Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn. Summer is here, and every cookout, pool day, and road trip deserves a better snack option. Poppington's is popped fresh in Greenville using real beef tallow from our family farm, never seed oils, for a rich flavor and perfect crunch you can feel good about. Find us in downtown Greenville at all AMPM Farms Butchery and Market locations, or order online at poppingtons.com. Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn. Proudly owned, proudly popped.
We'll be right back.
All right, we continue on. We're about halfway done with this Friday edition of Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead on the final day of July. Unbelievable. I want to say happy birthday to my grandpa today. I'm going to FaceTime him later. I'll call him later and let him know. But happy birthday to Pawpaw.
Well,
having a heck of a day today.
While we're doing birthdays, I have a couple. My middle son turned, oh goodness, how old? He turned 24. No. Okay, that's embarrassing. My youngest son turned 19 this past week. That's what I meant to say. I also, that'll make sense to you in a moment, why I got confused. I was late today because I was playing golf with my father who celebrated a birthday this past week, and also played with my other two sons. So I'm in my mind, that was all birthdays for all of us. It was not. But yeah, so happy birthday to just pretty much everybody in my family. My niece had a birthday last week. Big July birthdays.
Man, that's awesome. I'm glad you got to do that with your dad today. That was that's really cool.
You know what? It was
that's really cool.
It was special. My two oldest sons started playing golf, so I kind of, you know, came out of retirement just so I could be with them. And my dad has played golf his entire life. He doesn't even remember when he started. And so the four of us have never played together, and that was a really nice opportunity that I was 100% not saying no to.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Glad you got to enjoy that.
I did not mean to steal the thunder of you, however. Happy birthday to Pawpaw.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
I made it all about me. That's horrible.
No, you needed to. Honestly, can we be honest about it? Can we be honest? I need to say this. You gave me a heads up about that before the show, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to bring up Pawpaw's birthday, and I hope Ben figures it out because I want him to talk about playing golf with his dad. So
well,
I need you to know that was in my brain, sir. That was in my brain.
Thank you.
Let me see. Texter says this. Before we go to Paul, I'm going to read this one. Quack, does it feel like 129 or 729 to your body right now? Wondering how your body's adjusting across the pond. Honestly, I don't even know what that question means, Texter. I don't even know. It feels a little bit later. It feels like probably I should be eating dinner right now, so maybe I should say 729. But also, it's hard to go to bed. Like, it's hard to go to bed at 11:30 or midnight. So, like, my body's still fighting itself, trying to figure out exactly what's going on there. Great question, though, because that was my – I talked about this earlier. That was my number one concern. Also, a texter says, Ben, this is a sports show. Tell us who won the round. And I do feel like that's an important thing to talk about just for a moment.
Oh, listen, buddy. The reason that we were late is because, number one, you know, my dad playing from senior tees, and we were not, and it takes a little bit longer. Number two, the next time I hit one out of a fairway will be the first time. I should not be allowed. That was as embarrassing a round of golf as I have had. That's all me right there. If I wouldn't have been exploring through the woods, I would have been here on time.
That's awesome. I love it so much. All right, let's go to Paul and Henry. Basically waited through the break. 654 Roar, you want to join him on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Yeah, while y'all doing birthdays, I want to say happy birthday to my grandson, Rocco, in Wisconsin. His birthday is today, too.
Happy birthday.
And I want to say...
How about that?
I want to say congrats. Yeah, I want to say he'll be 4 years old. And I want to say congratulations to my son, Brooks, who won his... He got elected to city council to the town he lives in, and he's been trying hard for a couple years to get, you know, voted in, and he did, so congratulations and happy birthday. But I got
two things I want to say
about the SEC. You remember Quack and Ben when we got ready to play Alabama, it was, you know, well, we don't play a tough schedule, so they're going to play somebody that's tough. They'll get their brains beat in. And then when we beat them, you know, they say, well, they didn't play anybody and they wouldn't beat up in Alabama Woods. You know, that they'd always come back with something. Even though I think in 2016 we played at least seven ranked teams, and in 18 I think we played at least three or four. But anyway, I did, you know, they always had an excuse. You know, there's an excuse there when we beat them. But can I tell you one thing, and maybe you can correct me and I may be wrong. I got one thing to say.
Sure.
All right, during the playoffs, the four-team playoffs, if the SEC is so tough, why didn't the rest of the conference teams sniff the playoffs except LSU, Alabama, and Georgia rued the SEC? That during the four, and then they had to extend the playoffs for the SEC teams to finally get somebody else in there besides Alabama, Georgia, and LSU. So if it's so tough, why didn't somebody like a Mississippi or you know, Tennessee or somebody like that, why didn't they get in the playoffs during the four-team playoffs? And am I right? Nobody but Alabama, Georgia, and LSU, correct, made the playoffs during that, when they were playing four teams, correct?
I need to go back and look. I think that's right, Paul. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I think that's right. I'll have to go back and look. I think that's correct. Auburn made it in 13. That was the last national championship game of the BCS era, and then didn't make it back. Let me see. We're talking the four-team era. So, like, we're not talking Texas. We're Oklahoma pre-SEC, so maybe they would probably count that. You know, just like Marshawn Lynch is an ACC legend. I don't think anybody else. I don't think anybody else made it in the 14 man. This Paul's right. This is why I don't like the conference conversation, because conferences don't win championships. I believe, and I said this last segment, I believe schedules prepare you or can prepare you. Schedules can prepare you. I think the types of teams you play. Brad Brynell's actually talked about that the ACC, it doesn't happen all the time, but the ACC historically has tended to overperform, even in some of the lean years where their teams have overperformed in the tournament, because it's easier when you've got a one-day turnaround, when you don't know who you're going to play, it's easier in a tournament format to be able to tell your team, this is like preparing for X team on our schedule. This is like preparing for the team that we just faced in our league with a similar talent level and skill level and all that stuff. That prepares you. Conferences don't prepare you. I'm sorry. If it's not giving you that type of look, conferences don't prepare you. Like I said, conferences, schedules can bury you. Games can bury you. Look, I think Clemson, I think there are multiple Clemson teams since 2021 that have been kind of buried by their first games. And I know that there are Clemson fans that disagree with me on that. That's fine. But I think last year, I think there's no way to look at last year and say, not that LSU, like, overwhelmed Clemson, but, like, that game was really hard at the beginning and they lost it, and clearly it impacted the next couple weeks. I mean, clearly, like, the whole month of September was an impact from that. So my thing is, let's let it play out and see what it does to you. And you know what? You know what's crazy about it? Sometimes the teams that are capable of winning a national championship are exactly the team that uses the helpful things from the schedule, whether it's the fact that you can beat the crap out of people that you play, or whether it's the fact that you've been steeled by a bunch of tough environments, or you've been tested in a bunch of different ways and you've had to scheme a bunch of different ways. The reality is, if you're a championship caliber team, you're going to use that to level up. Teams that aren't capable of winning the championship for whatever reason are the ones that are getting victimized by schedules. People are not out of the national title race that should be because their schedule's too tough. I don't think that's true. I think you already weren't good enough, and so you're out. That's kind of the way I see it. I just think the conversation's out of hand, Ben.
See, and I'm with you on that. And again, for the SEC people, we're talking about this in a reactionary manner to things that you and your conference have said. And I want to preface what I'm about to say, that the reason I'm bringing this up is because when Clemson was winning championships, it was because they didn't play anybody. And, you know, well, your regular season was so easy. Then it became, well, see, the SEC is so strong, it prepares you to win championships. Like, you see what I mean? That when you were able to do it, your rationale for being able to win championships was because you were tested so strongly in your league. And now that you're not winning championships, the league is too strong. The league is the reason that you won when you do win, and now it's the reason that you don't win. And you just cannot have it both ways.
That is the problem to me. That is the problem. All right, let's get to Dan's phone call. We'll take a break. I've got some ACC-related points to make because we do have the order of finish there that we haven't discussed yet. 654-ROAR is the number. Dan, what's going on?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good show. And I wanted to call in especially Quark to talk about how much I enjoyed your call of the game against Lithuania over in Italy.
Thank you.
Are you still in Europe? You still in Italy right now?
Oh,
broadcasting.
Yes, sir. We have traveled today 4 hours by bus from Rome to Florence. So we're going to spend 3 days in Florence. We're going to play a game tomorrow. Folks may not know. We're recording that game. We're going to play it next Thursday. So it'll be you'll hear it delayed. And then we're going to go from Florence to Como and play a game in Como on Tuesday.
And it'll be the same kind of setup, same broadcast?
It'll be the same. Let me say this, Dan. I think we're still working on the exact plan. We don't know who's exactly going to join us the next two. Shoot, I'd take Brad all three games.
Okay.
But I think we're probably going to give him at least this one off, so he can go back to his day job. We'll have a revolving door of coaches and players is the plan. We haven't quite finalized that, but that's what you can expect, at least this middle game. And then we'll see what happens after that and who says yes and what we can do on Tuesday next week.
The technology is great, isn't it, that you can do that and sound just as good as if you're, sitting over in Clemson or Easley or somewhere. So, I've heard you call play-by-play for women's basketball, but you are very good at it for men's, too. You gave some really good insights. But I bet it helps having Brad and Graham sitting there as your color commentators.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was an incredible conversation. I mean, when Graham is asking about Brad Brownell, like, you can't put a price tag on it. Like, Graham is asking Brad Brownell about, Harris has put on some weight, and Brad's response to him is, he lost it since he's been here. Like, that's a great line. Yeah. That's just entertaining stuff. Like, you're not going to get that anywhere.
Such an insider, Don and Clemson Google does a great job, but when I guess you have the flexibility, on this trip with the exhibition games to kind of do, a different format, a different approach. And, man, it was great. I mean, it was totally really good. And I'm glad no one got injured. But and I just thought of this. Do you know that there was a rainout of a Clemson basketball game? Have you ever heard that story?
I don't believe I have.
Dan, what year was this? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not sure I was a student. I think I'd been out a while. I'm 75 now, so it's been at least 20 or 30 years. But the deal was it was heavy rain and heavy humidity like we've had, this week back here in the States, Squawk. It's been brutal. And the floor was so wet, they couldn't – I think they started the game. They played it for a bit, but not very long, and they ended up calling the game because they couldn't get the floor dry. And, check with Clemson Google. I'm sure he'll remember the score and who slid how far and all that. But they actually, I was on the radio. I don't think it was TV. I wasn't there. I heard it on the radio. And, you know, unless I dreamed it, that really happened. It rained out Clemson basketball. So, let them know. But that's really not what I wanted to talk about. I'm sitting now at the Shoeless, really at the Upcountry History Museum here in Greenville. And they have an excellent baseball, vintage baseball exhibit, focused on Shoeless Joe, but with some other, you know, artifacts and things as well. And they do a super job here. I've volunteered with them over the years. And I'm also, like, you know, the main guy for the Shoeless Joe Museum. I put on the Shoeless Joe uniform, or I used to when we'd do living history things and all. So, you know, let your fans know that if they're big baseball fans, Shoeless Joe fans, I think the exhibit's going to be here at the Upcountry History Museum for the next couple of weeks at least. And the Shoeless Joe Museum, we can only open it 10 to 2 on Saturdays. And we, the building, we had to relocate it a bit, but it's right across the street from Floor Field. You know, Craig Brown and his guys give us a lot of, you know, a lot of support. So, you know, if you're Shoeless Joe fans, you're baseball fans, then, you know, these are great exhibits to come and check out. So, want to get that
great
out
stuff.
There.
Yeah, thanks okay, very much, Dan. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, one last question, go, if you want to take it off.
Real quick.
You were talking about golf. And, yeah, happy birthday to all the golf guys. But I've got a grandson who's, he'll be a junior here at Trafford Fest High. He's a really good pitcher. He's getting some attention already. And he told me he's taking up golf. And I said, well, you know, that's great. He's 15, 16 years old. And he gets to play cheap at Furman. We live right near Furman. But I went with him last week, and him and his buddy and my son. And this kid has like a 3 handicap. And
wow.
He drives the ball further than his dad. But my question is, and maybe you can address it online, I know baseball pitchers love golf. You know, Smoltz and Glavin and Maddox, they would always talk about golf. Is there some correlation, you think, between being a good pitcher and being a good golfer? Is it motion? Is it concentration? But if that's something you want to bat around and let people chime in on a minute, you know, after break, maybe
hey, thanks for the call, Dan. We are way past the break. We'll hit that on the other side here.
Yes, we will. Back in a moment.
From the first kickoff in Death Valley to the final pitch in Doug Kingsmore, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics all year long. The Clemson Athletic Network lives right here on the Roar.
On the Roar, where every day is game day.
When you're in a bind with a plumbing emergency, call the plumber whose name is his number, 1 Tom Plumber. No matter where, if you're in South Carolina, no matter where you are, if you can hear the sound of my voice, 1 Tom Plumber can help you. Columbia, Charleston, but also in the upstate. Greenville and Anderson offices, they will serve all corners of the upstate, and they can because they employ enough plumbers and because they're dedicated to making sure that you don't have to grind everything to a screeching halt when plumbing emergencies arise, when you've got hot water issues and leaks and drain clogs and all kinds of things with your plumbing. And listen, they'll do preventative stuff for you. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I had 1 Tom Plumber in my house doing preventative stuff. That's going to save me a lot of money in the long run. Call the plumber whose name is his number. That's 1 Tom Plumber.
Sizzling scores all summer long.
And he makes the catch!
The Roar.
Think back to the last time that you actually felt good in your own skin. I'm not talking about just acceptable or, you know, this is nice. I'm talking about really good, like full of energy and comfortable and brimming with confidence when you walk into a room or on a beach or at a barbecue or something like that without pulling at your clothes, avoiding the camera, doing things that just feel like you're just not quite comfortable. Well, if it's been a while, PhD weight loss might be for you because they start with one belief. Your body's not broken. It's actually protecting you. See, everything that you've tried when the scale refused to move, again, that's your body just trying to help. But PhD, what they do, they fix that first. They fix the metabolism. And when they do that, the weight starts to release naturally, energy comes back, brain fog clears, and you're on to a better life. Right now, call PhD Weight Loss and mention Qualk. You'll get 2 free weeks in the program, and they'll cover the cost of your food. That's $1,500 in value just for getting started. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Life moves fast, and finding time for the dentist shouldn't feel like a second job. Ace Smiles is doing things differently. Need an appointment before work? They're open at 7 a.m. How about after picking up the kids from daycare? They're open late until 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Friday appointments available 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Or grab a weekend Saturday appointment. Early, late, or weekend appointments are available now at ace-smiles.com. Ace Smiles, located in Liberty, just off Highway 123.
Bob?
Yeah?
So I was talking to that guy at Vermeer, you know, TJ, about the mud running through their blood thing.
What'd he say?
Well, said it was a metaphor.
A metaphor?
Yeah, said they were super dedicated to building vacuum excavation equipment to safely dig around them buried utilities.
So no mud in their blood?
Not really, but mud still runs in their blood, metaphorically speaking.
Why do I even talk to you?
Learn more at Vermeer.com/dig.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options for you? No worries. That's where Greer Flooring Center consultants can help. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, and engineered wood flooring and answer your questions to customize the perfect space. Remember, you'll always find knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Now, our new state-of-the-art showroom is at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players come together August 1st through the 8th as Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. See U.S. teams in action along with Asia, Europe, Australia, Latin America, and Canada. You can be part of this sports spectacular in person August 1st through the 8th. The Senior League Baseball World Series. Games daily at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Attention service professionals, stop driving invisible. Whether you're a plumber, HVAC business, electrician, landscaper, or other mobile business, your vehicle is your best form of advertisement. At Catazoom, we create high-impact, custom vehicle wraps that turn heads and generate leads 24/7. A one-time investment in a wrap means years of free advertising. Visit Catazoom.com today for your free quote. That's K-A-T-A-Zoom.com. Catazoom.com. Grow your business.
If you're looking for a good old-fashioned radio rant, Walk-In Van have you covered.
Well, what is wrong with you? Can't even imagine being dumb. It's the worst, most absurd premise I've ever heard. Idiot!
Listen to Out of Bounds Monday through Friday right here on The Roar.
And just a gigolo, gigolo, and everywhere I go, gigolo, people gigolo, know the part I'm playing.
Texter asked for Bob Brookover updates earlier, and I screenshotted. Bob is a PRTM professor on campus. He was on Clemson City Council recently. Really good dude. I've known Bob for almost 20 years, and he's traveling with us. Great to have Bob traveling. Bob's going to find a good spot to have a beverage or two. And he just gets in. We just get a text during the break. It says, PRTM professor Bob Brookover is currently considering eating his third Lampredotto sandwich since arriving in Florence a mere 5 hours ago. And that is directly from Bob. So for the one guy who's asking for Bob Brookover updates, just know that Bob is now giving those to us via the Adams & Co. Roofing text line.
I love that. 654-7627. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, great stuff. Great stuff there. Ben, the ACC order of finish came out. All ACC teams have come out. And there are two things that were noteworthy to me that I want to get to here. And I want to get your thoughts as well. Nobody surprised Miami picked to win the league. Nobody at all surprised about that. I would say maybe to some a little. I was not as surprised as at the order. I the top four I had correct. I had them boom, 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 boom all the way down. The one team that I was way off on was Georgia Tech. I had Georgia Tech 10 in my ballot, and the media bin had Georgia Tech 5 with all of the new quarterback, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, the defections from skill. They're having to replace a ton. Ben, I am – normally I'm not stunned. I might have a difference of opinion. I am stunned that Georgia Tech is that high. Are you stunned by that? Or did anything just totally knock your socks off that the media did in terms of order of finish in the ACC?
You know, Sam and I talked about this some yesterday, and when you get past number four, you know, whether or not Clemson should be four or not is kind of a different story. I expected them to be fourth, and they were. So the top four, you know, I thought, well, maybe there's a chance they could be three. They were, you know, really close there, just a matter of a few points separating the two. No problem at all. I completely understand the justification there for the top four. When you get past four, 5 to 9, and I actually would throw Florida State was 11th. I would throw them into that category too, into this grouping. I don't think it much matters the order that you put them. But to your point, I am a little surprised that Georgia Tech falls right there with all, given all of the losses and their schedule being what it is too, on the especially the back end, if I remember right. Schedule's very difficult, like from August 31st on, October 31st rather on. So I think the grouping is right. The order is debatable.
Like, I'm just thinking with Georgia Tech, like, again, new quarterback, two new coordinators, new lines of scrimmage, like, all this new, a new skill, new defensive structure, all this stuff. Like, there were people that picked Georgia Tech over Virginia, and to me, Virginia is exactly the same as Georgia Tech, except they were a better team last year, by a little bit. They were a better team last year, and they retained their two coordinators. Like, I'm just thinking about reasons you would put Georgia Tech over Virginia, unless you just really buy Brent Key, which is fine. The other thing, and we'll go to Hank here in a second, the other thing that I found interesting, Clemson had the second most first-place votes. Clemson had 7 first-place votes. Now, if you didn't pick Miami, it felt like you're playing pin the tail on the donkey a little bit. Because SMU had 6, and Louisville had 4, and Clemson had 7. Georgia Tech had 2 first-place votes. Florida State finished 11th with 3 first-place votes. Did somebody go back to the future and vote in 2016 and then bring their ballot? Like, why is Florida State getting 3 first-place votes? And then Stanford, I mean, I don't know who voted Stanford. Did Steve Spurrier do this? Like, Spurrier putting Duke 25th in every poll? I don't understand this at all. Not even a little bit. And, oh, man, Hank just dropped. Hank, get back in. We'll get to you at the top of the hour, okay? Get back in for us.
Not that people much care about the bottom of the league, but – Are you surprised that at the gap between North Carolina and Boston College? North Carolina came in at 15, 831 points. Boston College and Stanford both right basically at 490 each. Like, are we sure that North Carolina are we sure that North Carolina's even winning a conference game?
No. And in fact, I think, and it has nothing to do with football at all, but I think if they voted today, I think North Carolina might be below Boston College. Maybe even below Stanford with the Lombardi stuff. Here's what I'll say about the Lombardi stuff. Our final couple minutes here, and I'm going to make this as brief as possible because it feels like media pylon. like everyone that personally hates Michael Lombardi, the general manager at North Carolina, who is under HR investigation. He's been put on administrative leave. University's looking into it. The AD suspended him, not Belichick, and now the university's general counsel's involved. It's a whole mess, okay? This feels like, can we extricate ourselves from this situation paying as few millions as possible from North Carolina, if I'm being honest? There was a – I don't know if you saw this. There was a kerfuffle on X yesterday when, like, they met with the media – and I think it was the AD came out and basically said, or maybe the president, chancellor, whatever they call him, that they learned of some things last week. And there was somebody, like a female, that came out and basically said, well, then what happened to the January 2025 email I sent you where I laid all this out? And it was like, oh, shoot. Well, it didn't just happen last week. I think North Carolina knows that they're going to have to bail themselves out of this. Maybe trying to fire Lombardi with cause and get out from under that disaster. Maybe Belichick just quits when his right-hand man's gone. I don't know what the calculus is here, but I agree. North Carolina should be tied at the hip with Boston College and Stanford till further notice. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah, there shouldn't be that kind of gap. Again, we're talking about the bottom of the league. You know, I would say those are – or would we agree – those should be the bottom three. Syracuse is in there too. I don't know why. I just feel I have this calm about Syracuse. You're returning a good quarterback, so that's part of that. But North Carolina,
I had
Stanford,
Syracuse,
and actually, I'm not positive. I mean, Boston College could surprise some people.
I had Syracuse 14, so I agreed with that, but I think they're in a different tier. I just think their schedule's really hard, and I think they lost some skill. I think it's going to be hard for them to replace some of the skill position guys that they lost, even if they get more steady quarterback play with Steve Angeli or some of the other guys. I have another hot take involving a Miami Hurricane that I want to get to in our final hour. Plus, I've got some Braves talk. I've got some names, Ben, some trade deadline names in our final hour right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you don't agree with one of our hosts,
you're an idiot.
Let us know.